Sun headlines.
Celtics go into the All-Star break with a loss last night to the LA Clippers, 129-119 at the TD Garden. Three straight losses for them. DeAndre Jordan, he had 30 points and 13 rebounds for the Clippers. Celtics are off now until a week from tomorrow, and that'll be after the All-Star break, which is this weekend. Kyrie Irving, by the way, had 33 for the Celtics. Red Sox pitchers and catchers in Fort Myers. Eduardo Rodriguez and Steven Wright, both reportedly behind everyone else at this point, and the team is unsure if either will be ready to go for the regular season. Pitchers and catchers still taking part in workouts down in Florida. American Michaela Schifrin won the gold medal today in the women's giant slalom at the Winter Olympics, and the U.S. women's hockey team also fell to Canada 2-1. Both teams still through the medal round, and the Bruins back to work on Saturday night. They take on Vancouver in the first of a five-game road trip. Sports Up Headlines are brought to you by the Pride Motor Group, Washington's birthday sales event. Presidential savings on all Chevy, Hyundai, and Kias on the Linway in Lynn, or visit PrideMotorGroup.com. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Boston, the greatest sports city in the world. Period. And this is Boston's home for the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Revolution. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Buckley had a column today in the Boston Herald, which got sold this week, by the way. Someone bought them. Looks like things are looking up over there.
Pizzuti?
No. Another group did. $12 million price tag. From what I was reading, they were able to kind of work out the issues of benefits and vacation days, and I don't know, you know, how well they figured that out, but I did read that that was sorted out and all that, so I take that as a good sign. Well, Buck writes today, worried that the Red Sox have ceded the American League East to the thumping New York Yankees? Are you concerned the Red Sox are still seeking a big bat to help fill the void left by the retirement of David Ortiz? This sounds like an old-time commercial as I read this.
No, it's because Buckley.
Are you, to put it nicely, a tad lethargic about the 2018 Red Sox? If so, there's a Dunkin' Donuts on Beacon Street in Brookline near Chestnut Hill that can solve all your problems and put a smile on your face as you enjoy your cruller and a large regular.
Who gets a cruller? Old people.
Go down to the old Dunkin' Donuts. Get a large regular and a cruller. That is an old-timey thing.
They call them sticks now.
Yeah, they do. Is it because, you know, a cruller is more like they twist it a little bit?
Yeah, cruller's right? Got it edges. Look like a tire.
Yeah, kind of.
It's a tire.
What?
Looks like an off-road tire, isn't it?
What?
Cruller.
Actually, you're kind of right.
Yeah, the donut. Little, the donut cruller.
Twisted around.
It's twisted.
Yeah. Like a Honeydew donut, it's just straight around.
Right? No, it's straight?
Well, yeah, it's just a stick.
I thought the cruller was a round thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
It's a
circle, right?
No, cruller is long.
French cruller.
No, wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
No, wrong one.
I'll stick away.
It's got like it's a holy in the open, like that's it's open on the inside. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Like airy. It's airy in the inside. Squishy.
Is it wet?
Jim is right.
Stop it.
Jim is right. They're called sticks now.
Sticks. See?
Yes. Chocolate stick instead of the twisted crawler. You're right, though. That is another type of crawler. Multiple crawler donuts. So. You say, why? Why would this? What does Dunkin' Donuts have to do with anything?
Yeah.
What? Well, I mean, we love Dunkin' Donuts.
We do. Hey.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Sure
Boston
do.
Runs on Dunkin'. This show runs on Dunkin'. Who else goes to Dunkin'? Dave Dombrowski goes to Dunkin'.
I recognize that your job is baseball ops and public relations, but there's clearly been some frustration from Red Sox fans. I'm not suggesting that you would then speed up a trade to make them all about the fan base, but at the same time, are you aware of that, concerned about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I read some stuff.
But it's interesting when you say that, and I'm sure that there is a segment. But I will just say, as I'm walking in here, I have a few people saying, "Don't do anything. Don't make any moves." You know. So I mean, there is really, you know, when you say that, I go out every morning. I have a cup of coffee, sit at a Dunkin' Donuts, and I bet you I have about 10 people a day that talk to me, and it's really split. So your pulse, you must hear that, and probably that's a louder voice. But people are very supportive of it. Don't do anything that you think is unwise.
I'm sorry. So you're being approached by Red Sox fans who would...
Well, I sit in Dunkin' Donuts by myself, and they come over and they talk to me.
No, and you're talking to a segment of Red Sox fans who say, no. Don't make any moves.
Yeah, and individually, not a big group, but on an individual basis, yeah. Don't do anything unwise.
Well, don't do anything and don't do anything unwise.
There's both.
All right, so who do you believe? Buck says... This is all nonsense that Dombrowski is, you know, overvaluing whoever it is that spoke to him at the Dunkin' Donuts, and that doesn't represent the overwhelming majority, and that's my word, not Buck's, the overwhelming majority of Red Sox Nation. And this is what he wrote. Let me read you exactly what Buck wrote. He said, to hear Dave Dombrowski speak, it's a magical place where you'll find actual card-carrying citizens of Red Sox Nation who do not think the team's president of baseball operations needs to make a big offensive splash to keep pace with the Yankees. Is that correct or incorrect? I'm going to tell you what I think. I believe that is incorrect. I believe Buck's assertion here is not 100% true.
Do we know who the Silver Fox is here? The guy with the slick back gray hair? Good-looking guy. He's got the tan. Looks like he's from Florida. He feels like a used car salesman from Florida.
Oh, Dave?
No offense, yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
Uncle Dave?
A little slimy. You know what I mean? Just like, you shake hands, we'll go wash him. You know, like, where's this guy at? What's he selling me? Hey, I got a little pinky ring or whatever. This guy loves to wheel and deal. He loves to go out and sign people. Now, all of a sudden, you mean to tell me he's pandering? He's pandering
to
the
fans.
No, but
true or false? Is this right or not?
No. No.
What are you saying is right? Clarify a little bit.
Are there Red Sox fans who do not want them to do anything?
No.
I think some.
I think it's
not
true.
Split.
Who do you
it's
believe?
Not,
you do?
I don't believe it's split. Split means 50-50, right?
Okay. Who are
I don't believe it's 50-50
at all. Let's boil
this down
to what we're
actually
talking
about. We said it's the worst offseason ever.
Who is there to make a splash with? Who's there to give a lot of money to?
You're overpaying for J.D. Martinez.
There's one guy. That's it. J.D. Martinez. Free agent.
Treat it like yesterday, though. No names. Do they need to make a move or do they not need to make a move?
Do they need to add a bat?
Yeah.
Like we do with the Patriots. No names. Just... Do they need to add a bat?
They need to add a bat, sure. But what's available?
Well, that's a good
point.
You
think that the guy in Dunkin' Donuts said, "Don't do anything, assign no one," or do you think he said, "Hey, don't go after J.D. Martinez"?
Yeah, I think that's more of it. I think
that's what
more
the guy
of it.
Is saying to him.
Don't do a Sandoval. Don't do a Hanley. Don't do those type of deals again.
Sorry,
don't do a David.
Sorry,
Price.
We're not into the Patriots offseason yet. The baseball offseason is over. We can mention names now.
I don't think it's split 50-50. There's no way.
No way.
No. You think more than 50% of the Red Sox fans out there want J.D. Martinez?
Want a bat.
No. Let's talk about what's available.
Yeah.
You can only deal in reality.
You did not say specifically J.D. Martinez, though.
Well, okay, we kind of know what the deal, who they're in
can
on.
Can we deal in reality for 5 minutes? Like that part.
There's a deal on the table.
They're not.
Reality is Mike or Giancarlo Stanton. I did the Mike thing.
Okay. If Dave
he
Dombrowski,
was available this offseason.
If Dave Dombrowski,
and you didn't get him.
If Dave Dombrowski is trying to get us to believe that someone came in and said, don't sign a bat, then that would be stupid. No one believes that. You know what people came in and talked to him about. J.D. Martinez.
Yeah.
And I think it's split on whether or not Red Sox fans want the guy. I do. I think that's split. And I'm out. I don't want him. Want nothing to do with him.
Oh, boy.
I do, and I fully admit that the team needs a bat in the middle of the order to be a better team. Yeah, that's a need. I don't think that guy is how you want to fill that need. I think that's what he's talking about when the don't do anything unwise. I would put that in the unwise category. I would say I recognize your need, but I don't think that's the best way to go about trying to fill that need, is what I would say. Like, there's no way the guy walked into the Dunkin' Donuts and said to Dave Dombrowski, sign no bats. This team doesn't need a bat. Yeah. We know what people were saying. They weren't saying that.
Everyday Joe, who's got a little paper
under his
arm.
They're saying, don't sign J.D. Martinez.
Yeah. How long is he in Dunkin' Donuts if he has 10 people?
I don't know. It's great.
Every day.
I love it, though.
I just think he's come
terrific.
On. He's just building a story.
Zomath?
I buy it.
No, but I think there's he is a recognizable guy. If he's going to stop for coffee, how many times do you think people, hey, good luck this year?
I mean, you walk into Dunkin' Donuts, any Dunkin' Donuts you walk into around 7 to 8 o'clock,
every
there's always
an
older gentleman in the corner that's holding court with some people, so I guess that's normal.
Yeah. See, I don't see him sitting down having coffee.
It's always that morning crew that's always there.
Yeah.
They're not together, they're just always there together. They don't come together, but they're there together.
They assemble.
Yeah.
See him reading the paper there.
One guy in a barn jacket. Yeah, sitting there. One guy in a
newspaper.
That's right. Get the see.
It's like the one place in the world where the newspaper boxes still exist.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's the one place where you could still put four quarters in the slot and get yourself a hard copy of one of the two newspapers in town.
Like Tom said, they push the little small tables. They push a bunch of them together so they can all sit together around that big table.
Jesus. Yeah, you hold court.
It's gonna be me one day. No, it isn't.
You'll bring your iPad.
Depends on the location, though. I feel like the inside of the coffee shops in general are shrinking. Now, fewer people are stopping and sitting down in Dunkin' Donuts. Just that's our habits have changed as a society.
No, but there's that one crew of older guys that's always there.
Depends on the location because they prefer a bigger seating area.
We get a couple of them. Like, now, the one's not Dunkin',
like
it's a
Beale
competitor.
Street and Wollaston, let me tell you, those old guys assemble in there, baby.
See, around us,
the old age housing up the street, they all take a walk down, they assemble.
It's a competitor donut shop. And it seems like they have more of a seating area to where they all, it looks like it's packed, they're always sitting. I know exactly what you're talking about, the old guys sitting around. But the Dunk's always busy, man, because people are in and out of there, so everybody goes there. But the other one, everybody just kind of hangs out. Black coffee. What do you think about the foam cups going away?
Love it.
Love it, too.
Absolutely love it.
Oh. Not a couple years, though.
No, sooner than you think, Sarge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
I've talked to my people.
Wow.
That rollout is starting, man.
Okay.
Love it. Long overdue.
Yeah.
Glad it's happening. New cup's going to be even better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, double-walled paper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
I'm an ice guy.
Tighter
so
top.
Doesn't affect me.
What's that? Tighter top.
Yep.
So it doesn't drip all over your
it's
shirt.
Great. It's going to be a great cup.
Ooh. Nothing worse than one drip.
Great
one drip
step forward.
Black coffee.
Killer.
Great step forward. 617-779-0985.
Look at these people.
We found this guy for Dave Dombrowski. Anthony in the car. What do you got?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning. I don't think they should sign anybody this year. I don't want another signing like, the Panda. He didn't really work out too well for us. But then again, you have to think about till next year. Are we really in the running to sign Machado or Hopper? You have to think about that as well.
Yes.
Either way, the Boston fans are going to put some butts in the seats. We know that. So what do you think about next year as far as Hopper or Machado?
Yeah, that's 1 and 1A right there. I've been saying that all year.
Yep. You're way ahead of that.
Harper is 1, Machado is 1A. Those are my thoughts on those two guys.
And say you do end up signing Martinez, and say it is north of 25 per. Doesn't that hurt you long term too? Doesn't that limit your spending and your ability to go out and get those guys next year?
I want you to save as much money as possible. Is what I want you to do. Conserve the resources is what I would say. 617-779-0985. Is a telephone number. Get some more Red Sox thoughts in here. I just disagree that there's no one telling Dave Dombrowski to pass on a bat. I think we're talking about a specific bat. It's J.D. Martinez. It's not, no, don't sign a bat. It's no, don't sign that particular guy. That's what I would narrow that down to.
Does he know that, though? Oh, God.
Who?
Does he like...
Of course he does.
Sure he does.
You think these guys in the Dunkin' Donuts held back?
I don't want to sign
no
him.
No way they held
but
back.
I got to.
They let Dave Dombrowski know.
They're going to sign him, Beetle. They're going to sign him.
All right, we'll get back at it because I think there's another point to be made about Dave Dombrowski talking this way. That's really annoying. I'll explain that next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Can I tell you what's a little annoying about Dave Dombrowski doing this?
What?
Is he defending himself? Is that what he's doing?
He's
defending himself for not signing J.D. Martinez?
He's middling it.
Because things are split? Mm. What happens if J.D. Martinez calls them today and agrees to the deal?
I'll take the deal.
Like that's
my point, though.
You can't defend yourself against criticism from anybody, whether it be Buck in Boston, a.k.a. Steve Buckley, a guy in Dunkin' Donuts. You can't defend yourself if you're doing something that is opposite of what you're defending yourself on. You can't say, yeah, see, it's a good thing I didn't sign a guy because people are split. And then what? You sign the guy and say, it's a good thing I signed the guy because people are split. Well, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, is Dave Dombrowski willing to admit that his team needs a bat? Is he admitting it or not?
What about their winter weekend? Why's it got to be Dunkin' Donuts? You know, like you're around fans for 2 days down there. What was the beat then? I mean, everybody thinks that they haven't done a damn thing this offseason. We know that.
And the other
they
part
signed
is,
a beer sponsor.
The other part
That's
is
it.
You're going to listen to the guy at Dunkin' Donuts to decide what's best for the baseball team?
Why even bring it up?
No offense to me or the guy at Dunkin' Donuts or anyone else who has an opinion on matters, but is that really how you should go about running the team? We have criticized the Red Sox forever for putting the finger in the air and figuring out which way the wind is blowing and then reacting.
Right.
It's the opposite of the Keith Folk back in the day, Johnny from Burger King. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Now you're going into
taking that advice, taking those opinions.
It's not the bleep you Johnny at Burger King. It's the, hey, how do you think we should run the team, Donnie at Dunkin' Donuts?
You guys happy?
What do you got?
They're having organizational meetings. Dombrowski's like, I got to make a decision. I got to go to Dunkin'. I'll be right
He's
back.
He's got the legal pad out.
He's got Dunkin' napkin. What are you talking notes? About?
I'm taking a walk. I'll be back in 20
minutes.
Get
the yellow legal pad, taking a couple of notes there.
The old ladies must love him.
Oh, they must.
He's so good looking, handsome guy, so clean cut.
617-779-0985. Jason in Weymouth. Hi, Jason.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I'm absolutely disgusted with what the Red Sox have not done, and there's no way that people are split. I've been a long time, 20 game plus at Fenway. I've been very, lucky on getting tickets, but just disappointed that they didn't put a bat in this lineup. And you're going to tell me that, Mookie or Hanley or XYZ player is going to come up and make up for that offense. I'm going to say you're absolutely kidding. My question is if the stars are aligning to either Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, what's stopping Dombrowski from making a move, before the trade deadline, around the trade deadline, for doing something like that, a sign and trade or whatever kind of crazy math that they do in Major League Baseball for contracts?
Well, I mean, that's the problem too. Like if you're going to be so in it next year, but I understand you like the class next year, you like the free agent class that's going to be there next year, then why weren't you all in on a guy like Stanton for the money? It's a little north of what, 26?
Why? Because you don't believe in the player, or you don't believe in giving up the assets that it would take to get the player, which ended up being less than what we all thought it would
be. Then how'd you get, I don't want to say hoodwinked, but how were you at least not in the discussion then?
Maybe
based on
the
return,
don't want to spend the resources on that particular player.
I guess, but when you look at that player compared to J.D. Martinez, you said...
And they weren't in on him. They weren't strongly in on him. At least they made a phone call, but I don't think they wanted him.
Yeah, but it was too
late.
I think that's what it came down to.
They didn't want him. They didn't want that particular player. I'm not upset with the Red Sox right now. I'm not. I know what I want, and it's next offseason. I know what I want.
So what do you think they're doing this year? Are you mailing in this year, or what are your expectations?
No, I'm not mailing it in. I think
I know what he's doing.
What?
You're saying they're going to compete for a playoff spot, and you're going to be happy with it.
No, they shouldn't just compete for a playoff spot. They should be in the playoffs. They should be a playoff team.
Okay.
Let's not
wild card team?
Let them off a playoff team. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think the Yankees are going to win East.
I don't think the Yankees are as much of a slam dunk as everyone else seems to think they are.
Just pitching.
Because their pitching is okay.
You mentioned it yesterday. If say Price and Sale come out of the gate, and they're damn good.
Say Hanley Ramirez, after having surgery, is hitting the ball like Hanley Ramirez should hit the ball.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying these things are going to happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
No, if they all revert to 2016 players like Betts and Bradley and Bogarts, then maybe they have a chance, yeah.
Yeah, maybe this year we don't have Mookie Betts
adding
saying,
Sale to the rotation from 2016.
Right. Let's not assume that we've got Betts saying, that was my best year ever and I may never do it again. Let's hope that he does it again. Let's hope that he returns to an MVP candidate again.
Also, Porcello seems to be an every other year guy. Like, yep. Remember Brett Sabin was like that back in the day?
Could be his odd year. Right.
Up and down. Yeah.
So, no, they should be a playoff team. I'm not letting them off the hook. I'm just saying that I'm not going to be mad at them for not touching J.D. Martinez or not being in on Giancarlo Stanton, because as I've told you, I was not huge on that idea either. If you're asking me who I prefer, Stanton or Harper? Harper, every time. Right. Jimmy Harper. That's my guy.
But if they're in at Martinez and it comes in at, say, 25 or north of 25 a year, that's where I think people are going to be upset because, boy, you could have had Stanton.
They better not lose the Harper sweepstakes. And so for as much as we talk about the market being down, this is what I decided thinking about this last night. If the punishment of the market being down is that you have to keep David Price going forward, but as a result, the prices, and I really don't think this is going to be the case, but how the hell does anybody know? Never mind me or you. If the prices come down next offseason on the possibility of a deal for Harper or Machado or the future of signing Mookie Betts, like if you get to pay less for those guys and as a result you're forced to keep David Price, that's a trade-off you would make 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, because at least with Price, you know you can put him in the bullpen. If worst comes to worst, you can put him in the bullpen.
Worst comes to worst, you're stuck with David Price. Okay, we could deal with that. But if you get stuck with him because the market is down, that also means the Red Sox will have no excuse for losing out on Harper. None.
The big guys always get paid a lot, though. J.D. Martinez isn't a big guy.
He's not a big guy.
I agree. I think the market's... But you can... I mean, outside of Martinez, the market is down. Look at all the free agents. The market is going through a self-correction period because
there's no superstars. People aren't going to overpay for Hosmer pay 20, and Moustakas and guys like that.
Well, right now they're not paying them anything.
When's the players start to panic?
Well, that's assuming they weren't offered anything. They've been offered deals. They just did not offer deals that they like. Whether that's their agent's fault or their fault or whatever.
It's probably the agents.
There's too many guys to make that case. There's just too many free agents right now. No, the market is going through something right now in baseball. The prices could be coming down.
Good.
So if that's true, and that means Price is sticking around, the trade-off is a good one for the Red Sox. Be able to spend your money elsewhere. Let's go to Matt in the car, who has something on Dan Duquette.
Well, I'm sorry. This sounds like Dan Duquette. There was a story, I don't know, 15 years ago when Dan Duquette was still around, that he took advice from his neighbor out in Western Mass somewhere. On trades and signings and things of that nature. This it's like Groundhog Day with this team. You know, it's like, well, you know, they're going to compete and more days in first place. I'm selling on them. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. And that's my two cents. Thanks, guys, for giving me the time.
All right. Okay. Dan Duquette used to talk to his neighbor.
For what?
Huh?
I think Dombrowski's just trying to give Buckley something. Playing a little routine grab ass. Yeah, I like getting, I go with my coffee. I like Boston. I like seeing the people. I like talking at the coffee shop. Like, he's trying to give Buckley a little bit. I think this guy's not listening to people. Come on. This guy's a wheeler and a dealer. He's going to, just because Johnny at the coffee shop told him don't spend it on him, he's going to worry about that. I got to see that guy at the coffee shop on Tuesday. He's there every Tuesday. Some $2 for $5, $2 for $3, right? The egg wraps. Get down.
Plenty of Dunkin's around. You can go to a different one.
Could go to a different one.
He could take polls, informal polls.
That's right.
And all the different Dunkin's.
A little clipboard right in there.
Do it by the neighborhood.
What's that?
The Dunks in Quincy, the people said no. The Dunks in Brookline, they said yes. The Dunks in Dorchester said no. You know?
Yep.
Polls, just like the presidential campaign, baby.
Sarge is back.
Sarge is definitely back.
He sure is.
Joe in Beverly. Joe.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's actually Jimmy. I'm from Somerville.
Jimmy!
I go down there.
It feels like a bad joke.
I see him all the time, and I'm like, listen, Dave. Hey, hon, can I get a medium ice regular? And I don't know. Listen, don't do anything. Make a move when I tell you. All right? I'm coming down here. I'll let you know when you got to do what you got to do. All right? So, Dave, I'll let you know. Don't make a move. Just, especially not JD. I'm like, come on, Dave. Really?
Let's just do that.
You laughing?
Oh, no, he's laughing. He's giggling like a kid.
Sarge awesome. Finds it funny.
That was good.
That was not good. It was hideous.
So it was a great Boston
Sarge,
accent.
Sarge found it funny.
It's a good Boston accent.
Did you find it funny?
No, I just...
I just like to have that minute and a half back.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the routine you want to do, there's, you could do it better than that.
Yeah, you're right.
Good.
Get yeah. Maz in. Maz does a good... Yeah.
This is okay. It's forced.
Don't make any moves.
I mean...
We don't need to be recreating any conversations.
I mean, I could do it better than that. I'm not lying. I mean, I could do it better than that. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, sweetie, let me get a hazelnut medium iced. Can you? I need three sugars. Can you melt the sugars in the bottom? You melt the sugar first?
That's good.
That's when you get the real mass hole in there, yelling at the girl to melt the sugar. Yeah, let me get cream, six sugars. You're like, what? What? I always laugh at people ordering their coffee. I don't know why. You know, we talk about your usual at Dunkin'. Yeah, I judge others for their usual at Dunkin'. I'm a judger. Yes, I am. Like, why don't you have some coffee? Why don't you have some coffee with that sugar? All right, Sarge has headlines, and we're back.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics lost to the LA Clippers 129-119 last night at the TD Garden. Kyrie Irving 33 in the loss, and his team, they've now lost three in a row.
It's just been inconsistent. I mean, you know, whatever reason you want to put on it, whatever reason, you know, an individual puts on it. I think that, you know, teams are just coming in, they're raising their level. And I have to figure out a way to get this group to get to another gear. Because other teams are starting to get their gears, and it's about that time.
And the Green go into the All-Star break, 40 wins, 19 losses, back to work a week from tomorrow in Detroit against the Pistons. At the Olympics, Michaela Schifrin won the gold in the women's giant slalom. Today, men's hockey will take on Slovakia. As for the Bruins, they're back to work Saturday night when they open up a road trip against Vancouver. Arizona Cardinals receiver Larry Fitzgerald announcing he'll return for another season in 2018. The 14-year veteran will turn 35 in August. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by... let's see here. I don't have it, Jim. We don't have a sponsor, so I'm going to go with it. The Pride Motor Group, Washington's birthday sales event. Presidential savings on all Chevy, Hyundai, and Kias on the Linway and Lynn. Or visit PrideMotorGroup.com. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak. A little bit of badass, a little bit of salt and vinegar.
Bertrand.
Sorry, I said that weird.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
617-779-0985. Let's do a little bit of an NFL roundup, if you will.
Okay.
Torrey Krug will join us at 12:20, by the way.
We try to get Paulie to call. Is that what you're trying to do, Jim? What do you got in the NFL?
I got three items that we should address.
Okay.
One of them I know you want to address. Let's start with the Patriots item. Devin McCourty is going to have off-season surgery.
Cleaning up the shoulder.
Yeah?
So to speak, yeah.
Does this excuse
no.
a level of play that was not Devin McCourty level this year?
No, don't we do this with the Bruins? Like at the end of the year when they get eliminated, next thing you know, Bergeron's got a punctured lung, high
okay, but there was a drop-off yeah. from Devin McCourty this season from
sure
Devin
was.
McCourty in 2016.
There's some missed tackles in some games, sure.
He just didn't look like himself a lot of times.
Maybe that's why you're tentative. Maybe this is why Jordan Richards is playing more. You know, now you're kind of, you know, I don't know. McCourty was down in the box. Remember when they had trouble tackling? What
right.
would they do? Bring McCourty up.
So he's playing, and he played through it, obviously, and was dealing with it. Should this have factored into a decision to not play Malcolm Butler, knowing that not only do you not have Butler on the field, but one of your guys that you do have out there, along Nick with Jordan Thomas. Richards and Patrick Chung, is Devin McCourty with a bum shoulder.
I'm sorry I keep bringing up Richards. It's just, I just can't.
You should. Can't. We shouldn't. Don't ever let that thing go, man.
I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't. I talked to another guy who covers the team. He doesn't get it either. Try and get to the bottom of this, man. I think there's still something there. It really is. And this fact alone upsets you even more because, yeah, this guy's picking up reps now because maybe Devin can't go down in the box. So now we need to put 37 down here. Maybe we need to take Chung out of his position. And there's a healthy Butler. You know, it's just, yeah, drives you crazy, man.
96.4% of the snaps is what he played this year. So good for Devin McCourty for toughing it out and playing through an injury. Tough player. That's what he does.
Sure.
But now you might have some reasoning for why he didn't look like himself at times.
Yeah, you don't remember any big hits at the end of games, at the end of the year.
I just think this makes the decision to not play Malcolm Butler look worse. Oh, you also knew that McCourty was out there playing with a bad shoulder? Playing through something?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
This is something that would...
Add that to the list.
This is something that would upset you as a player. This is where I'm not saying, you know, you don't have a divided locker room. I don't believe they do. But this is
right,
when guys start
to talk.
If you're
Devin McCourty, like, Bill, I'm out here playing with the bad shoulder. I need surgery on this thing. And you can't help us out a little bit out here?
How many times?
You can't put Butler on the damn field for me? Please.
How many times we hold our breath with Patrick Chung?
Because he's a guy who's supposed to clean up everybody else's mistakes. That is the role of Devin McCourty on this team.
How many times that Super Bowl, Chung get up and he's sort of got that burner and he's holding that wrist. And he's like, oh, my shoulder again. I got that stinger. He's down on one knee and he got rolled up. And guy just keeps getting back in there. May miss two snaps and the next thing you know, he's back in there. Those are tough son of a bitches, man. Tough. Yeah, but this makes you more angry. This would make me more angry as a player than a fan. You know, the fact that he didn't play and now all these guys are starting to hear... This guy's dealing with this, that, or the other. There'll be more.
That's item number one. Item number two is this. Jimmy Graham?
Graham.
Jimmy Graham to the Patriots? Is that a possibility in your mind, Zoe? Obviously, this is getting more attention now that we're getting into the offseason. I know we're not mentioning names.
We did not bring up the name. You did the age yesterday.
Nate Burleson was the guy who brought this up. He says he thinks Jimmy Graham could go to the Patriots and it can make a lot of sense.
What, 31?
And I told you this yesterday when a caller brought this up. He's 31 going on 32.
Yeah. What's the money? Is this Bettitt money?
I don't know. Yeah, was the question I posed to you. I think we were off the air when I asked you that yesterday.
He could catch.
What's this guy going to get?
He's a good pass-catching tight end. I don't remember him being that great of a blocker.
He's not.
But was Bennett? See, that's what I'm saying. Can you come here and be Martellus Bennett?
No, and don't forget, I think the Patriots are probably going to move on for Bennett. That's going to save them $6.5 million. I mean, that's over.
I agree with that.
He's not coming back at that money.
I think the desire for him is gone. Yeah.
What if it's...
Bennett was a decent blocker, though, wasn't he?
What if it's...
Yeah,
what
if it's Bennett was a better blocker than we gave him credit for.
Oh, he's a good blocker. Yeah, at times. In spots.
Well, why can't he be coached
no,
up?
No, Graham is not that.
Graham's never blocked.
Graham's a guy who's going to be a glorified receiver.
Yeah, Kelsey. Coached
he's
up
Travis
at 32.
Kelsey.
It's Kelsey.
Yeah. He's Kelsey,
Kelsey,
but not even as good as Kelsey now. That's what he is.
This is what the Patriots do. You bring in guys that are decent veterans, good veterans, where the price starts to drop. And
he's Aaron Hernandez.
The age. Yeah. Come on.
What?
Hernandez was pretty good.
I mean, he's a good player. Great pass catcher. So I could see it making sense. What if it's like 2 years, $11 million? Would you do it?
Yeah, that's Bennett money.
Yeah, I think you'd do it. I think you'd do it for the same money. What was Bennett, 6.5?
Yeah.
I think they'd give him two at 13. If it was 5.5,
yeah.
I think 6.5.
And he thought he was getting 7 or 8 and then never ended up getting that. He ended up getting paid out in Green Bay a little bit more than what.
All right, 2 at 12. Let's say 2 at 12.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep, I think you would do it.
You need something opposite. You need something opposite Rob. You do. Plus for the days where he's
not that
get
offense
nicked.
Is the problem on this team because it clearly isn't. But I would do that. You're going to need another tight end. Why not make it a good one?
Yeah, and you got a clear space too. I think you're $17 million under.
right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, and you're going to have to help Brady out with his own deal. You got to clear some money.
Not against that move.
That home record that you want, so.
Pardon me?
Grom.
It's going to take some money for that home record that you want.
It's true.
And defense,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Brady's new deal? Is he going to get it?
Yeah.
Is he going to save the money on the cap this year?
Well, he's at 15 now, right? Doesn't he count 15 against it?
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know how it goes. You rearrange some things and you convert some things and
tear it up, cancel it out. Yeah, give it. Yeah.
There's ways to maneuver the cap. There always are.
Sure is.
If Belichick starts doing that stuff, then you know he's gone pretty soon.
Doing what?
He starts mortgaging the future for the next couple of years, then you know, all right, I'm going to put this on the cap when I'm gone.
Yeah. There's that, and then there's the third item, which is the NFL draft is going to be on a new TV station. We'll pick up that topic right after this.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking sports in the middle of the day.
That's what we try to do here on a sports station in the midday.
It's true.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so the other TV station, the draft is going to be on now. It's going to be simulcast on Fox, over-the-air television, widely available.
Yep.
And the NFL thinks this will boost viewership numbers. What are your thoughts on this? I know you wanted to hit on this.
Now, I mean, I don't understand why just because you're going to slap it on Fox and take the actual NFL network broadcast and slap it on there,
but
all of a sudden, more people are going to watch. Draft people or draft nit or they're going to go out of their way to see the draft.
Okay, like if you like football, but those people always do that,
right? I don't. You're going to get a small bump. It's not going to explode. I don't see any difference with the coverage.
The coverage will be different. They're taking all the Fox people and integrating them into the coverage.
Jim, I thought they said they were simulcasting the NFL Network. They're just going to put that on Fox.
It's going to be a joint production, but they haven't said how they're going to organize it.
So they're going to roll out Strahan and Jimmy in that.
I don't know.
Reading the story in today's New York Times, it says NFL Network and Fox will team up for a joint production, mixing talent from both networks on a co-branded broadcast. One feed will appear for both networks. Okay.
So see, Glazer part of it, that'll be a big deal.
I like JB. I like Strahan.
You
I like
have more informational guys.
I like Bradshaw.
Yeah, I mean,
if a trade's in the works, Glazer might know ahead of time.
Okay, that's for sure. Trades
a lot
absolutely.
Of quarterbacks.
Yeah,
trades
good.
Maybe
it's good.
Trading up for quarterbacks.
I just don't know that Glazer's like a big draft guy. Like he's.
I don't think he is. He's more of a news guy. Yeah, breaking a story. But I tell you what, if they roll the Fox people out, I like the Fox pre and post. I do. I like Jimmy Johnson. I like all those guys they put on. Howie Long.
So Fox is committed to the first two nights, Thursday and Friday.
So it's super prime time.
And it's still unclear whether or not they will also carry the weekend.
Well, that's a big one. Thursday, Friday night. You're putting it on major
those
network
are the, those are the TV nights, the Thursday, Friday broadcast.
Sure. Really, Thursday is the only TV broadcast that's...
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a real draft junkie, you're not watching the second round, most likely.
I'll tell you what is going on here. Why this is happening. ESPN is still going to do their draft coverage, which they have done forever.
Yep.
I mean, they were the first one to do it. But this is now going to be 12 years, I believe. This is going to be the 12th year of both stations doing it.
Wow.
ESPN and NFL Network. Last year, take a guess what the breakup was of the first round in terms of how many people watched on ESPN, how many people watched NFL Network. And by the way, as much as NFL Network, when it first came out, was not available to some people, it's widely available now.
I'm going to say it was 55-45 in favor of ESPN.
It was more than that.
60-40.
You just can't keep guessing, so.
80-20.
90-10. What is it?
6.7 million people watched on ESPN.
Oh, people like Kuiper. Like, he's branded it. Mel Kiper's branded the draft. You're going
and
to ESPN.
McShay's better than Kuiper. And they have the best two draft guys that you could possibly have.
Wasn't Gruden on NFL Network?
Are you going to let me finish this?
Yeah,
before you make the case as to why? I'm telling you, 6.7 million people watched on ESPN. How many million do you think watched NFL Network?
Two. 2.5.
That means that 73% of the viewers watch on ESPN and not NFL Network. So it's 3-1 is what you've got there. Right? So with that being the case, I think what their NFL is trying to do is get more people to watch their broadcast with their sponsors, with the money they're taking in from Fox, with the advertising deals they will sign jointly with I mean, it's a money grab. They're trying to get more of the pie.
It's also a subtle way of introducing fans to Thursday Night Fox.
Yeah.
Because they have the Fox deal now.
Right.
The Thursday Night Football.
Right.
Another good point.
That's what it is.
And it's a good chance for Fox to promote FS1 and do all that stuff and all their networks.
And as a side benefit, you might pick up a couple of people along the way that otherwise wouldn't be looking for it.
Right.
That see it and stop on it because it's on a channel that is always in the low numbers on your TV. You know, everyone gets it.
Yep.
You don't even have to have cable to get it. All of that
is
what they're trying to do.
They'll get a little bump. They'll get a little bump from it.
They will. Yeah. They'll get a little bump, but more importantly, they'll get a bigger bump in the wallet.
Yeah.
They're going to get a bump just because both New York teams might draft a quarterback. That'll get them a bump alone.
Good point.
Where's the draft this year?
Dallas, inside the stadium.
Oh, that's right. Wow. What a zoo that's going to be.
First time having the draft in a stadium.
Jerry's World. It's like WrestleMania.
I think they should do it in Minnesota. I think it's beautiful this time.
Go back there.
Oh.
Probably better in April than February, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Minnesota wasn't bad.
Just cold, man.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't want to go there for anything.
Good for a business trip, not good for a destination. Like, if you're a fan.
What business trip would you consider that being a good trip?
Yeah, well, for what trip would that be good?
Doing
for us.
What?
Us. We worked the whole time we were there.
Oh, yeah, good as in it keeps you focused because there's nothing to distract you.
It'd be nice if we...
We did more work this week than we did in Houston.
Would have been nice if we could stay, like, at the Renaissance or the JW Marriott, one of the two more luxurious hotels there on site. Would have enjoyed
that. I was fine with my hotel.
Would have enjoyed that. Of course you were.
Would have enjoyed that.
Jim's happy. You guys were in the mall, right?
Jim's always happy.
We worked in the mall.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jim's never unhappy.
Happy as a clam.
You should see where Jim stayed in Houston years ago. Remember that underpass I dropped you off at? What's the name of the hotel?
Phoenix. The truck stop in Phoenix.
La Quinta, the truck stop next to the Denny's.
It was nice.
Ooh.
Did you have a pizza place next door?
A pizza place. I walked. You guys dropped me off a Friday night by myself. No car, no nothing.
Playing a golf out there?
No.
Great courses out there.
And you stayed there until when? Sunday?
No. I had to go home Saturday morning.
Oh.
You weren't there long.
We got kicked out of the team hotels.
Get out.
So you only stayed there one night.
Where was that trip from hell when we went looking for somewhere to eat? That was last year. That was Houston.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a fun ride.
That was fun.
It was. It was one of the funniest moments we've ever had.
Just get on the highway, and we're just going to go around Metropolitan Houston on the external highway that circles the entire city. That massive concrete city.
I nearly had to pull over. I was laughing so hard. I was crying.
I was livid. I was angry. I wanted to eat the headrest. I was chewing on my seatbelt. Jim's like, oh, it's just up here. Just up a little bit.
Jim had us aimlessly driving around the city of Houston.
And then we finally got there, and there was a divider in the middle of the road. We couldn't cross the road. We had to go through the neighborhood to get around.
Right. Looking for one damn barbecue place. That whole city's got barbecue on every block. And we're looking for barbecue.
Hardy was losing his mind on Jim.
And Hardy made me lose my mind, because Hardy and I, push each other off each other. Hardy and I want to kill Jim that night.
What car are we driving? We had a decent car.
Didn't really matter.
That was a nice car.
Did that Dodge Charger?
Yeah.
Yeah. My knees are up. Yeah, yeah. That was great. It was a fun ride.
That was last year?
Yeah, we had fun with that car.
No, we're joking. It was miserable, Sarge.
For you? For what?
These guys were laughing, though.
Oh, trying to eat, yeah.
And then you get past the point of hunger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not even hungry anymore.
Just straight up hangry.
You ate quite a bit at that barbecue place.
That's good barbecue. Sides weren't that great, but the barbecue was good.
Zoe made friends with the guy who owned the barbecue place in a matter of 15 seconds.
Sure.
still keep in touch?
He was giving him free sausage. Remember, he was giving him all the free sausage?
Bring me sausage.
He's like, you want some links? You want some links?
Try here, these
buddy.
Burnt ends.
Here, buddy. We're getting close to closing here. Let me give these to you.
Yeah.
Zoe had made friends in 2 seconds.
Some sauce. Give me some more sauce. Yeah.
All right. Headlines with Sarge. We're going to talk some Bruins coming up after this set of headlines. Tell us what's going on. Patrice Bergeron, chances for MVP. We'll talk to Tory Krug coming up at 12:20. Sean Grandy in the 1 o'clock hour. Plenty more to come here on Zolak and Bertrand.